Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
In the remote country west of Yakutat, coastal brown bears are fighting, foraging, and exploring a landscape that's still emerging from the ice age. Wildlife biologist Anthony Krupe and fellow researcher Laverne Beyer have captured 18 brown bears and equipped them with GPS radio collars, providing researchers with insights into the bears' movements, resource needs, reproduction, and seasonal behavior. The country around the Malaspina Glacier, where the Southeast Alaska Panhandle meets South Central Alaska, is a rugged beach landscape of tide flats, wetlands, young forests, rising foothills, barren rock, and glaciers. In many places, trees are growing on thin soil right on glacial ice. Bears here have large home ranges, covering vast areas in search of food. They come out of hibernation in late April and feed on emerging green vegetation. Most come straight down to the flats at sea level, eating the first spring green-up. Females with cubs avoid other bears. They stay higher up and seek south-facing slopes with green-up. In summer, beach strawberries are an important part of the bear's diet. These bears spend a lot of time beach-combing, scavenging dead marine mammals and whatever they can find washed up. In late summer, they feed on salmon. They hibernate in November, later than most brown bears, taking advantage of late-season coho in area streams. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.